This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason, typically speaking, a guy in the top third of the lineup and who has batted cleanup from time to time as well.
Yesterday.
Doesn't have the profile of a slash line 200 batting average, 300 on base, 329 slug, or a 629 OPS. But here we are, Adley Rutschman back. Batting third tonight, and Brandon Hyde just met with the media 20-30 minutes ago and gave his explanation when asked, hey, have you thought about dropping Adley in the lineup?
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it. I moved down to five the other day. With the way our roster and the construction of it is right now, we have so many lefties. Mm. If I'm hitting Gunner third, the option to hit fourth right now is pretty limited. If I hit O'Hearn behind him, it's a layup for the opposing manager, which they just brought Danny Coulomb in three times against us, probably in those two series. That's not fair to O'Hearn. It's not fair to Gunner. So I need to sandwich them. I need to help them out any way I can. So I moved Adley back on Sunday, knowing that Danny and they also had the other lefty available. But a lot of that goes into it. I'd love to have a right-handed guy be able to hit behind Gunner. That's the bottom line. And looking for somebody to step up to be able to do that.
Is that a
$17 million for Tyler O'Neill? And how about letting Santander walk for less?
Yeah, was that a subtle shot at the?
I also think you could maybe read that as, you know, the Wizard and Warlock overlords won't let me, like, they won't let me bat him lower than fourth or fifth. I don't know. I mean, that's open to interpretation as well.
Well, the initial awkward chuckle at the beginning of the answer was kind of telling.
Yeah, you're seeing the same thing we're seeing. Here you go. Adley Rutschman, since June 20th last year, has 481 plate appearances. His 610 OPS, again, over 130 game span. 610 OPS is 275th out of 304 Major League Baseball players. His on base in that span of 481 plate appearances, his on base is 297, Bone. His batting average, if Gigi was here, is 204. He's 277th out of 304 players in batting average since June 20th of last year. How's he doing, Bone, with guys on base? Since we're going to keep batting him third or fourth, right, and putting him in these positions with guys on base.
How's he doing?
Well, Bone, he's got a 667 OPS since June 20th of last year with men on base. That's 219th in Major League Baseball. And with runners in scoring position, Bone, he's got a 618 OPS. That is 239th out of 288 qualified baseball players. 239th out of 288 qualified baseball players with runners in scoring position, 618 OPS. Dude, hit Rivera there. I don't care. Who cares at this point?
You can't keep having him in the top. And I don't want to hear about the expected numbers anymore because ultimately those expected numbers do not translate into batting average, on base, slug, OPS. Like, they're just expected. Like, you need results at this point.
And we talked with Andy Koska about this at this time yesterday, and he was kind of giving that argument. And I'm like, yeah, but when you watch the at-bats, when it matters, men on, guy on second base, less than two outs, first and second, no outs. When you watch those at-bats, which are the pivotal at-bats in games, and those are the things that get people to hit in the middle of the lineup because they deliver then, how many of those at-bats was him sizzling a ball that the shortstop made a great leaping catch on, or how many of them are infield pop-ups, or how many of them are strikeouts, or how many of them are pop-ups to shallow left field? Seems to me quite a bit of them. And again, the numbers bear it out, because he's 239th out of 288 players since June 20th of last year in OPS with runners in scoring position.
At 5:15, we'll play more of Brandon Hyde and preview game one of a three-game series, Orioles-Nationals. First pitch at Camden Yards, 7:05. That means BBT with Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken, 6 o'clock, live at Pickles Pub. Go on out. Say hi to them. We're going to say hi to an Inside Access Hall of Famer next. That is Jacob Calvin-Meyer, who was at Brandon Hyde's press conference. And we'll ask Jacob, what did you make of Brandon Hyde's response to Adley Rutschman? Why haven't you dropped him in the lineup? We'll get Jacob's thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.